a successful man. I want to talk to you about what it means to be successful. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, the Bible says, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man." What does it really mean to be successful? Success in the eyes of God versus success in the eyes of man are two totally different concepts. God declares that Joseph was a successful man. How successful would man view Joseph? In Genesis chapter 37, we saw Joseph dream of greatness, but then a conspiracy took place, and his brothers betrayed him and sold him into slavery, where he was bought by Potiphar the Egyptian and made into a Hebrew slave. Then in chapter 39, he's framed by the lustful eyes of Potiphar's wife, and Joseph is thrown into prison unjustly. In the eyes of man, how successful does Joseph look? He was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, betrayed by a woman, and then thrown into prison. But yet, in verse 23 of Genesis 39, the Bible says, "The Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper." A question that arises is, why was the Lord with him? Did Joseph do something special, or did God just have a special favor for Joseph? Well, the Bible doesn't really say regarding Joseph. But this is certain. In James chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." If we have a personal relationship with Christ, and we are drawing near to God, the Lord is with us. Thus, we can conclude that in God's eyes, we are successful. Let's look at another person whom God would say is very successful, but man would look at and shun and say, "You call that success?" In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul writes about his sufferings for Christ. In verse 24, he says, "From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil," verse 27, "in sleepness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily." As we read the accounts of Paul's great suffering for Christ, it is natural for man to say, "This is not success." When we look at the life of Paul through the eyes of God, we must conclude that Paul was one of the most successful Christians that has ever lived. Paul alone wrote a fourth of the New Testament. We see his great ministry outreach and read accounts of the souls that he led to Christ. Paul was a man of great success. I believe it is very important that we take our focus off the temporal perspective, this earthly perspective, and put it on the eternal perspective, the heavenly perspective. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Looking at Paul again, he basically had no earthly possessions, but I wonder what his heavenly rewards are. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, that athletes compete to obtain a perishable crown, but we, that is the believer in Jesus Christ, for an imperishable crown. You see, our gaze should not be on this earth. Our success is not defined by what we have or what we don't have. Our success is defined by who we are in Christ and what we're doing for the kingdom of God. When we shift our gaze into the heavenly perspective, man's definition of success is no longer relevant. Please join me in prayer and repeat after me. Lord, I thank you that your view of success is totally different than that of man's. I desire to draw nearer to you, thus ensuring the only success that matters, success in your eyes. Thank you, Lord. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.